This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
The late arrestee's Minnie Minoso is going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. The former Negro League star was the first black baseball player for the Chicago White Sox. He was so beloved, he became known as Mr. White Sox. TikTok historian Sherman Dilla Thomas joins WBEZ's Lisa Labas to discuss Minoso's legacy.
Just to introduce him for younger people who might not have heard of Minnie Minoso, who is he? And what inspired Minnie Minoso's journey to Major League Baseball?
I think the same thing that's inspiring a lot of Latinx players to come to America to play baseball now. Opportunity for brother Minnie Minoso. That opportunity for him was the Negro League at the time when he was playing right in the 1940s, but pre Jackie Robinson. He was, you know, Major Leagues wasn't integrated yet. But the Negro Leagues was pretty, you know, lucrative for good players, right? It provided an opportunity, that's for sure. He was an all-star for the Negro League. He won the Negro League World Championship with the New York Cubans pretty early on when he started. So he was a spectacular player. He was really an icon.
Was it just his quickness that made him attractive to Major League Baseball?
Well, not just that. The Negro League just had better pitchers in the 40s, right? And so when they started to, when baseball integrates, they're able to hit a more variety of pitches, but they also play a looser form of baseball, so they steal bases a little more frequent, and that style of play kind of changes the game.
In 1951, Minnie Minoso became the first black player on the White Sox, and that's 4 years after Jackie Robinson integrated the game in 1947. So how was Minoso received when he arrived here in Chicago?
When he came to Chicago, his first at-bat as a White Sox, he hit a home run. So after that, Chicago loves you, right? But he still was a very dark Afro-Cuban man. And so let's say when the White Sox played the Atlanta Braves, he had to stay in segregated hotels because the South was still segregated, right? Just before the 1960s. So, you know, his teammates would speak up for him, especially the Go-Go Sox of the 1950s. They get that name because of primarily his style of play. So I would say Chicago loved him, but, you know, he went through the same thing any integrating black player went through in the 1950s.
Right. And you said he was an icon in Chicago sports. And why was this town so special to him?
We love our baseball players. And the White Sox just kind of give off that grind, that blue collar kind of feel that goes with the city. And so he played that type of baseball, and just being the first, you know, the first black White Sox player was very important. The White Sox play right next to Bronzeville. So just going back and forth to work, right, he would have passed a lot of black kids that looked up to him.
So Dilla, Minoso's contributions expand far, far beyond baseball. And now we just found out that he is finally being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. So what does this mean for the game?
What it does mean is that someone who did a lot to further the cause of Cuban American baseball players, African American baseball players, he's finally getting recognition. Very early on, they were having a problem with how do you factor in the Negro League stats and that type of stuff. But it appears they finally got it right. Should have been there the first time around. But I know Chicago is happy, and definitely the South Side.
So correcting a mistake finally. How do you feel about this?
Oh, I'm super excited. I had a chance to see him at a few public events when I was a kid, but moreover, my parents' generation were really, really big fans of his. And so I'm just imagining how my mom would feel today.
Sherman Dilla Thomas is a TikTok historian, and I get to chat with him every other Tuesday. Hey, Sherman, have a good day.
Bye, Lisa.